Philip Semple P. That the discharging care today's date is 05/02/2024. The patient is for Mr. Aaron Hicks. Hicks spells H-I-C-K-S. Aaron spells A-A-R-O-N. Date of birth is 05/11/1987. This is a 36-year-old gentleman here with back pain, period. Patient stated that he worked out a couple days ago, was doing fine, until this morning when he experienced some spasm and pain that shoots down into his left thigh and stops in mid-left thigh region, period. He denies trauma. Set pain is approximately 8/10, increased with motion, period. Said this morning he woke up and he could not put his sock on because of restrictions of movement in his back, period. Next paragraph, patient denies bladder or bowel dysfunction, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Chronic back pain, along with disc disease. Next paragraph. The surgical history is none. Correction. Surgical history, meniscus, appendectomy, septorhinoplasty. Next paragraph, family history, cancer and asthma. Next paragraph, medication, ibuprofen and Tylenol, but says he has none at the moment. Next paragraph, allergies, none. And next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, except for those mentioned above. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert, oriented, obese gentleman. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air, blood pressure is 152/101, pulse 84, respiration 18, temperature 98.2. Next paragraph, back. Patient is guarding, leaning to the right side. There is muscle spasm. There is no tenderness of the bony structures. No step off, no crepitus. He has reduced range of motion, period. Next line, lower extremities, DTR is 2 bilateral and patellar reflexes. Sensation is normal. Strength normal, there's no muscle atrophy, period. Next paragraph, HEENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro is alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. There is some discomfort with range of motion in his back. Otherwise normal. Musculoskeletal exam, period. Mood and effect, normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is back pain. Number 2 is muscle spasm. Number 3 is sciatica. Number 3 is obesity, period. Next paragraph. In clinic today, the patient was given the following Toradol. 60 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for an additional 15/20 minutes. Reevaluated, he reports some improvement and reports no side effects from the medication, period. Next paragraph, a repeat blood pressure reveals 142/89. Patient was offered MRI because of his radicular type of symptoms he describes. He declined, stated that he does not have the funds for it at the moment. Next paragraph, he and I had a discussion about the importance of MRI, and he says he understand and will do so as soon as he can, period. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 POBID for 21 days, number 42. Next medication, Robaxin, 1 POBID for 14 days, number 28. He was educated on stretches. He stated that he has a chiropractor appointment tomorrow. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.